Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you want to meet myself and Ollie Davis of Wrestle Ramble fame? Well, you can do just that by joining us at Wrestling Media Con on September 8th and 9th from the Bowlers Exhibition Centre in Manchester, England. Ollie and I will be doing a live episode of Wrestle Ramble as well as signings and photos, but that's not all. Wrestling Media Con will have shows from Cultaholic, Inside the Ropes, Wrestling with Regret, Don Callis, Botchamania, Art of Wrestling, Sean Waltman, and more. There will also be the first ever Wrestling Media Hall of Fame and wrestling shows from Impact Wrestling, where they will be taking on the best the UK has to offer, and Revolution Pro Wrestling featuring the legendary Jushin Thunder Liger defending his British J Cup crown. Tickets are on sale now, so head over to WrestlingMediaCon.com. That's WrestlingMediaCon.com.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's SummerSlam 2018 predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis. This is Luke Owen, and we're joined for our first ever three-man Wrestle Ramble. It's an attempt that's hopefully going to pay off.
Maybe.
El Fagador, Laurie Blake.
Hey! I'm sure I'll graduate to getting a headset at some point.
No. You have to pay your dues for that.
Yeah. Fair.
In this situation, we are The Miz and you are Daniel Bryan.
In what way?
Well, we're the pros.
Okay, yes. And you're the NXT rookie, despite having far more experience outside of the main company
exactly.
And other green screen areas.
And as Laurie so eloquently put there, the more popular one.
This is an awkward setup as well, isn't it? Having to really look across.
Yep.
Three-man booths, they never work.
Never work. But anyway, should we do some SummerSlam predictions? Because we're in a war with those dickheads over at Cultaholic. So we are challenging them to a SummerSlam prediction war where the losing team will have to do a live punishment at Wrestling MediaCon from the Bowlers Exhibition Centre in Manchester, England, on September 8th and ninth. Tickets are available from a link in the video description below.
Is he still going?
No, it's done now.
Okay, right,
Luke,
into the SummerSlam
hole.
Predictions. WrestlingMediaCon.com. Yes. So, we have 13 matches at the time of recording.
Yes, it's always worth noting because they'll add another match on Thursday. I mean, are there any other feuds that possibly could be added in?
Titus Worldwide versus Authors of Pain.
Oh, yeah, now that you mention it.
Bobby Roode versus Mojo Rawley.
Yeah. Bobby Splashley might get a match.
R-Truth
versus the Elias segment.
Yeah, the Elias segment, yeah.
R-Truth, yeah.
Yeah, I think Elias Lashley.
Well, Ty Dillinger's injured, is it? That's by the by. Okay, first match, pre-show, the B-Team versus the Revival for the Raw Tag Team titles. Most notable thing here, no deleters of Wells.
Well, no, this got set up on Monday. Because the Revival more or less had the match won. They hit the Shadow Machine on Bray to get the win, and then Curtis Axel threw out one of the Revival to steal the pin, and that got then set up by Kurt Angle later in the night.
I feel like this is their first like non-accidental victory almost.
It's actually
their first. We didn't awkwardly fall into a roll-up here. We've actually done something.
They won on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was good ring awareness.
It was.
It's always as if he's a second-generation wrestler.
A former Intercontinental Champion. I believe he's actually beaten Triple H on pay-per-view. At least he faced Triple H on pay-per-view.
Well, still something that could arguably be missed off this show.
Mm-hmm.
Just by how the whole Raw tag division has been booked. We're not saying, you know, ideally we would like tag titles and all the titles to have great storylines going in. but that's not the case. So we actually have to be really serious and not go with our hearts, go with our heads, because it's not just the punishment that's on the line now. It's my jacket that I put on the line.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, hey. I like the jacket.
50-50 here.
That's over. That's my cash cow. So who are we going to go for?
I mean, where are you sitting on this one? Because the B team are like, they are the comedy team, but I feel like they give them new entrance music. They've got their new T-shirts. I feel like they are trying to put some stock behind them. Mm. Do you want to give them this whole new look and then take the belts off of them?
Mm. B team, rah, 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 rah.
I just feel like it's not going to... Yeah, I don't think the title's going to change hands
I don't think
on
they
the
are
pre-show.
Either. No.
Like, it's not...
Yeah.
This isn't going to be like, you know, this isn't the Revival's moment. This is, I think, another sort of... They get screwed out of it. Maybe, in fact, the Leaders of the World sharp here and sort of cause the interruption. And then the B team manages to steal the victory there.
So we're going B team, I think all of us.
B-team. Yep. Good capitalization there,
right? Yeah, I annoyingly only spelt half the word team in capitals.
Me too.
Rusev and Lana versus Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega. Mm.
Yeah, I've made this...
Aiden English is the wild card here.
Yeah, I mean, I made this joke in the SmackDown review earlier in the week where I was like, this feud has had more build than AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe for the WWE Championship.
I'm missing a letter, though. Missing a good letter read at the end.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Dear Rusev.
Yeah, this is from Lana.
Well, Aiden English sung a song, which is almost like a letter. It's like a sung letter.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Shakespeare always said.
That's his famous quote.
Yeah.
Sonnets and poems.
I think this is going to be a Rusev and Lana Day victory, I think, with the help of Aiden English. I think he's going to... or is it going to be that Aiden English is going to cost them the match?
I think it's got to be English costing them the match here. I think the build-up has been...
Yeah, you say that.
Because this week's one was him trying to make amends in SmackDown. A very, like, normal match with Almas being on top most of the time, winning handily, and then Rusev comes out and all that stuff. So I just feel like this is... all part of Almas's push. Rusev Day will still be over, and they set up that feud between Rusev and English potentially.
Like, they don't lose anything. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. The worrying side of this, though, is that is English then going to side with Almas and Vega, and they're going to do a skit on next week's SmackDown with Almas Day?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, So
sounds like
Almas's
Day.
Almas and Vega.
Yeah, let's go with Almas and Vega.
Okay.
Heel heavy thus far.
Vega.
Although they're saying that the B team and Revival are both heels.
Well, whatever they are. Comedy. Cedric Alexander, who is the current champion, if you haven't been paying attention, I haven't, versus Drew Gulak for the Cruiserweight title.
Drulak.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch enough of 205 Live to know if there's much of a story going into this.
So,
you're a luchador.
Yeah, so they've sort of changed. I was too busy moonsaulting. But they've changed the sort of setup with Gulak, because he was obviously coming out, no fly zone.
Comedy
doing
stuff.
Doing all the PowerPoint stuff, and he was great at that. But now he's coming out and being a very serious wrestler, and still not really doing much flying. But he's kind of on the up and up, I think. So it could go either way here. It really depends what they're setting up. Because I don't know who else they'd be setting up to face Cedric down the line. He's already fought Buddy Murphy and won. He's already fought Mustafa Ali a couple of times and won. There's no one else on the card on the rise.
He's
beaten
Hideo Itami as well.
It's Hideo Itami. There's no one else. I think there's no one else on that sort of line to be next. So it could be Gulak.
Neville. Yeah, we can hope, can't we?
We can hope.
I mean, I was going to make the more serious suggestion of Leo Rush.
Yeah, I think Leo Rush could be the next, like...
Yeah.
Because he's been great so far as well. But yeah, I don't think it's anyone else, so it might as well
And
be
he's a brash heel as well. So, and as soon as you'd want then, like, the plucky babyface to go in against the brash heel, rather than if it's Gulak, then you've got the babyface challenges, ideally, against him.
Yeah. So we're going to go for Cedric Alexander here.
I don't know, because, like, is it the right... I don't know, is it the right time to take the belt off Alexander and put it onto Gulak?
If you remember last year, they actually changed the title the week before SummerSlam when Akira Tozawa, that's his name, isn't it? Yeah, Akira Tozawa, beat Neville.
He did.
And then Neville won it back 6 days later, meaning he can't claim to be the king of the cruiserweights for all that time.
Yeah.
Let's go for Cedric Alexander. Kind of daylight between them, isn't it?
I don't feel like it feels... It doesn't feel like Cedric's moment to drop it.
No. And especially if Leo Rush or if another NXT call-up is going to go into that 205 Live position, then
or
maybe he'll have a new challenger.
They're building for a under 205 Live only pay-per-view. And then Cedric Alexander will drop it.
Can Stephanie McMahon take credit for that one as well?
And no, it would need to be a shorter person to invent the idea of small people.
Rey Mysterio. Yeah. That's the role that he's being brought in
that's
for.
That's it. He Brilliant. Comes back.
Flipolution. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. What's it going to be called?
Flipolution.
Flipolution. That's the best I could do.
Daniel, on the main card now. On the main card, which will probably get going around 5 a.m.
Yeah, great. I believe it's a 6-hour show, not a 7-hour show as previously rumoured. Oh, that's slightly better.
Oh, I feel shortchanged.
Yeah, you can still
watch. I pay £9.99 a month for that.
You can still watch.
You should cancel your subscription, sign up again, and you get it free for the first month. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You can still watch
all the time,
all,
every month.
You can still watch all of the original Star Wars trilogy back to back and have time left over before SummerSlam's ended.
That is a stat.
Yeah.
You could just watch Jurassic Park a few times.
Or you could watch Jurassic Park.
The original Jurassic Park, yeah. Just a few times.
SummerSlam finds a way, though. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz on the main card. This is, we're kicking off with a banger here. What do you think will be the opening match, actually, on the main card? Look at this. I think they might go with Ziggler and Rollins.
Yeah, I think they could. And
hot certainly opener.
They certainly won't make it the main event again. They're not going to make that mistake twice.
I think they could go. They could go for Strowman Owens.
Oh yeah.
To
yeah.
have people forget about it by the time 6 hours later, the Brock Lesnar Roman Reigns
Wednesday
match rolls
morning.
Around.
Or if you want a hot start, you go with Balor Corbin.
Oh yes. What an amazing feud.
Screams Raw opener, doesn't it?
I mean, it's got to be the second match on the card, right? It's going to get 7 minutes. Just get it out of the way.
And I'm getting flashbacks to last year's SummerSlam. What was Corbs doing last year?
It was John Cena.
It was John Cena after he had all that heat on and he lost money in the bank.
That's right. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, time. Time makes you forget a lot of crappy stuff. Baby wall. Throwing the baby. So back to Bryan versus The Miz. It has been a spectacular 7-year, 10-month build.
Eight years. Yeah, 8 years in total.
7-year, 10-month build. And then we've had 2 months of okay stuff.
Yeah.
Some of it's been very good.
Some of it's
this
been
good. I
thought the video stuff was awesome. And I wish they had peppered that throughout the weeks of SmackDown as opposed to just doing it all on the go-home show.
Yeah, it felt weird. That you know, the whole Miz on set thing I really didn't buy into.
On the set of Miz and Mrs.
Yeah, on the set of his life.
The baby-throwing stuff. It's like all the build has been good, but the angles have been
rubbish.
Wacky.
Totally.
Miz and Mrs. has really hurt the storytelling here.
So this match is really going to go, I mean, as most matches do, one of two ways.
Really?
So either Daniel Bryan re-signs and he is winning this match, or, Daniel Bryan re-signed and Miz wins. Actually, even if Daniel Bryan re-signed, if Daniel Bryan doesn't
Great
re-sign,
logic,
even if Daniel Bryan doesn't re-sign, Miz could
faultless.
Still win. It is faultless. This is why you pay me the big bucks. This is why I come in here with my excellent takes.
Honestly,
hot takes.
Workings out on the paper.
Yeah. The more I said it, the more I was like, nope, that doesn't make any sense at all. In both
Watch
my scenarios,
dig this hole out of your own
in both
statements.
My scenarios, Miz does win. So it could go one of two ways.
Miz wins or Miz
wins. Yeah, but Bryan re-signs
or
he doesn't.
I'm thinking Bryan wins here. Because the story mode on 2K19 is based around Bryan. A lot of people reckon that is a hint that Bryan has re-signed already. They're just keeping it quiet. Mm. But if that was the case and Bryan had re-signed, I would have thought they would build the entire feud about Bryan potentially leaving the company. But they haven't.
Yeah. Mm.
Which I'm doing the same thing as you do now. So Miz wins again.
Oh yeah, so there's Brock him now. What an idiot over
they
here.
They don't want to feed into that, I guess, of the idea that Bryan might leave. They just want to be like, no, he's here for the long haul.
Well, they did have that one line when Miz said, when your contract expires in September.
Yeah, if this is going to be a prolonged feud, though, I'd want to see Miz win.
They've been advertised for the SmackDown 1000th episode in October. So it looks like this could be a repeating encounter.
In which case, then, I think the Miz should win.
Through despicable means.
Through despicable means, yeah, because then his whole shtick can be like, I proved that I am better than Daniel Bryan.
Okay, so we're all going Miz.
And then you can do what we had predicted a few weeks ago of the, why should he give him the rematch? I'll put my career on the line at SmackDown 1000.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good booking.
Thanks, man.
And Miz wins.
And Miz wins again. Yeah. Breaking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin. Now that's the match that's going to bring everyone down.
Why? Why is this happening again?
Because they had loads of pre-written material for Big Cass versus Daniel Bryan, so they needed another big man, small man feud to paste it onto.
Because they're building to eventually have a Wendy House match. This is the first ever WWE Wendy House match. Two men inside a locked inside a children's playhouse.
Oh, would it be full scale like a Hell in a Cell?
Oh, that could work.
You can't see anything. Yeah. Just
first
through the windows.
To pop out the windows and go, "Hi, Mom." Wins.
I thought they were building towards Flipolution. Mm. Like Baron Corbin keeps on trashing smaller people.
Oh, right. Yeah,
then they build to Flipolution.
Yeah, yeah.
No one cares about this. Logic dictates Balor wins.
I guess so.
I don't care.
But I don't really. Yeah, I don't think I care enough to think about it more than that. But the only argument would be that
Miz wins.
Miz wins. Daniel Bryan re-signs.
How does Daniel Bryan re-signing affect this match?
Is that Corbs has got like the stuff with Stephanie McMahon, and if that's going to pay off in any way, shape, or form, and Kurt Angle stuff. And do you want to push that more than you do Balor? I'm just playing.
There's been rumors flying around about Balor, like that he's going to start getting his push now because they were testing him out with this whole thing to see if he was durable enough, and now he's sort of proven
against
that he
Baron
is.
Corbin. What a test!
Yeah, I know, but
can you get good matches out of this lump?
Yeah,
I think more just to check
that he wasn't going to damage his arm again. So,
so we've had every heel win so far.
Yeah. Yes, true. Should we go for Balor?
Should we go? Yeah, let's go Balor. Right. Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy for the United States title.
I'm going to put my stake down here and say it's a Nakamura retention through Randy Orton shenanigans, and that's going to
Randy
build
Orton
to
hops on the apron.
Shake my hand.
His wang comes out.
Allegedly.
In this his wang can come out. This might be the first time he's done it. We don't know.
This is a completely unrelated idea. This is any allegations that are out there.
Out pops the Viper and.
I think it's
Jeff Hardy's distracted. Nakamura gets a roll up,
And then you do Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton at Hell in a Cell inside a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, I'm going for Nak. What do you reckon, Faker? I've already written it down.
I think Nak is fine. I was with Nak anyway.
So we're still quite heel heavy at the moment. Mm.
But like Nakamura's one that everyone likes, and it's the main show wise. Like, you can kind of write off the pre-show results-wise, I think. Mm.
Mm. And it's not like Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton needs the title.
Yes.
No, but then it's worth considering the idea that that's not how WWE necessarily thinks. So they might think it needs to be for the title if Randy Orton's going to be this legend, go back to being sort of a favourite killer, fan favourite killer kind of.
Yeah.
Fan favourite, handshakes all round. Carmella versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's title. I think this is the time for Carmella to drop it. So she's out.
She has to drop the belt at this point. She's got to drop it like it's hot. And I think if anyone, it's going to be Charlotte Flair.
Oh.
I think you can build an interesting story.
It's Becky's moment.
Your heart or is that your head? My jacket's on the line, Faker.
Well, it's difficult because, Evolution is coming up, and maybe that's her moment, really. But yes, I just feel like it is, like the whole build for it. I don't know.
I think you can do a Charlotte Flair win here, then she does the return match against Carmella at the next pay-per-view, and then you build to Charlotte Flair versus Becky at Evolution.
With a little heel turn.
With a little heel turn in there along the way.
So Charlotte as a heel or Becky as a heel?
I think Becky.
At this point, the storyline makes sense for Becky to turn heel, but you could go with Charlotte Flair because it's not like logic is the most important thing in terms of storytelling. But I just feel like this is a Charlotte Flair thing. It's just, for Becky's character, it makes sense for Charlotte to win at this point as well. Mm. That it was meant to be a one-on-one match and Charlotte got put in there. And the whole storyline has been around like, Becky, you can't win this now because Charlotte Flair's in the match. So it makes sense then for Charlotte to win.
But then on this week, you know, so that whole thing was the setup in the chat at the beginning of SmackDown this week. And then in the match itself, Becky looked like she was going to go down and then didn't bother getting a hot tag at all.
Yeah.
Just went, I'll just be hot myself.
But you did that.
And I'll win.
You do that on the go home show. Yeah. You do that on the go home show, so then you can do the swerve at the pay per view and have Charlotte win.
So you're saying Becky,
I'm saying Becky. Yeah.
Oh, mate, it comes down to you. 50-50. This could go one of two ways.
God damn it.
And we're basing this on the assumption that Daniel Bryan resigns.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. As I said, it could go one of two ways.
I'm going to say Becky. Yeah, majority.
Yes. You guys.
Dolph Ziggler with Drew McIntyre in his corner versus Seth Rollins with Dean Ambrose in his corner for the IC title. Looking forward to this match.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not looking forward. Bryan and The Miz, I am. But there's not much that I'm desperate to see on this pay-per-view.
Up until you get to the last three matches, I'd have thought.
Well, last two, like Styles and Joe hasn't done much to get me excited. No, really.
But still, you know it's going to be a good match. Though.
Mm. Well, we said that at WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, they just doesn't gel.
But we know these two definitely do gel.
Mm. Like, really
but,
well.
So, but said it's Styles and Nakamura, and then we still got that match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I think they probably knew that they were building to something much longer. I feel like that was a week's worth of setup for the WrestleMania.
We need to focus on this match here, and I suppose the wild card in this is Dean Ambrose. The Dean Ambrose return, is he turning heel here to screw Seth out of the title?
Dean Codliver Ambrose.
Yeah. Hell of a diet.
Yeah,
it really is. What happens when you cut your hair?
Mm.
So I think the long-term plan has always been for Dean Ambrose to turn heel. That was what they reported back in January before he was injured, that Dean was going to turn on Seth somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would give Seth a really good storyline without like a blood feud without the title.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll go for a Dolph victory with some kind of shenanigans where Drew is sent to the back maybe and Dean looks like he's going to help Seth but then hits him.
I agree, yeah. The question is though, where do you go with Ziggler from there?
Kevin Owens, well, yeah, Kevin Owens isn't a face, is he? What other mid-card baby faces? Bobby Roode?
He's in a feud with Mojo Rawley. He's busy, mate.
After so SummerSlam, you can get NXT call-ups. So
that's true,
Maybe someone will pop up from there. Yeah. A Velveteen Dream. So we're all going for Ziggler.
You could also just implode Ziggler and McIntyre and have that be the feud.
That'd be good.
Braun Strowman versus Kevin Owens. Speaking of Owens, for the Money in the Bank briefcase.
It is indeed. And Braun Strowman can lose on anything, essentially. A DQ, count out. He can only win by pin.
Yeah. Mm.
Being rude to the ref. Can lose. I think there's so much set up for this of like, how long was the title card that comes up to be like, the Money in the Bank match. Braun Strowman versus Kevin. And if Braun does anything wrong, he can lose the Money in the Bank briefcase to Kevin Owens. It's such a long stipulation. I feel like it's got to be Owens. Like,
it's like the War Games bits before that where they spend 5 minutes going through all the rules and then it goes to the next graphic page and here's some more rules.
We need this Mike Tenago and like, it's really quite simple.
Yeah. No, but just sit down for a minute and pay attention. I think Kevin Owens with the briefcase has so much more potential as a character. Braun never needed the briefcase.
Absolutely not. I actually could go with Owens here. I could really put a stake in say that Owens gets the win.
I think you need to think about it like, is there going to be a cash in as well later on?
And you could almost do it with Owens winning with through Corbin shenanigans.
Yes.
And then you kind of set up this whole Stephanie McMahon, Kevin Owens,
we're booking
Baron
Corbin. A lot of heels here.
And it is a babyface company at the end of the day.
Should we go for Owens though?
I think it's
Owens.
Yeah, okay. Kevin Owens.
I think it's...
Live on stage punishment. Let's just keep that in the back of our minds.
But it is so set up. It is so set up to... The whole stipulation is set up to protect Braun from a proper loss.
Yeah.
And then you can also hoof the briefcase off to someone else.
I saw someone make a really good suggestion that Jinder runs down and just punches Owens, because then that gets Braun, and that gets Braun DQ'd.
That's really good, yeah.
I mean, that'd be really frustrating. It's not like they're going to have a long match.
Or Sami
anyway.
Zayn runs in and just does something and then disappears.
Sami's not back till January.
Bludgeon Brothers versus the New Day for the SmackDown tag titles.
I think it's going to be a New Day win.
I think so too. Yeah. Because, how did it all play out over WrestleMania? Was it the Usos who dropped the belts or the New Day? I can't remember. It was like a three-way feud.
Yeah, it was. Mm. I think the Usos were the tag team champions, but I don't want to say... I wouldn't put my mortgage on it.
Yeah, I'm thinking New Day win here.
I think it's New
Day. They haven't had the belts for a while, it feels.
And the Bludgeon Brothers haven't really done anything with them since winning.
No.
Because there's only so much you can do with them as characters, because you've built them as these unstoppable monsters.
Well, the fact that the tag team champions are coming out and still fighting jobbers. And it's just like, you'd be like, no, I don't want to. There's no point.
New Day are so popular. They feel like they're getting more popular in the last couple of weeks. Their crowd reactions have been insane.
Unless we're going to get that Big E heel turn that everyone's been talking about.
No.
I don't think so.
Plus, that's a babyface team.
Yeah.
Nicely breaks up what we're talking about. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe for the WWE Championship.
I mean, I could go for a babyface here and say that Styles is winning.
Yeah. Because of the 2K19 cover star.
Well, that, and I can't see Samoa Joe winning at this point. Mm. It's not like they've really built Joe to be like, oh, he could win the belt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
Rusev just came out of nowhere, didn't he?
Rusev last month. No one bought into Rusev winning. And I don't think anyone's going to buy into Joe winning either.
These are all just placeholder. You need to have the match on the card.
Which is maddening when you think about it, that this is AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe is a placeholder feud.
At SummerSlam,
right?
That should be the Colmax. Colmax!
Is that a cough medicine?
Yeah.
Colmax.
Of their epic feud starting after WrestleMania.
Mm. Yeah, but no, here we are, placeholder nonsense, reading letters. Did anyone
it's
else
a get... bad go-home show. I didn't get to talk about it on the SmackDown Wrestle Ramble.
No, but we talked about it on the SmackDown Wrestle Ramble. Yeah. I got proper Claire Lynch vibes.
Yeah.
From that letter. Really bad. But anyway, I think Styles is winning.
What about you, Fakey?
I think it's going to be Styles.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's been no... bit like, all the build on SmackDown has actually been for The Miz and Bryan, and I think that potentially could be higher in the card than this match, even though Paige was saying this week, this is my main event.
Yeah.
You think this might open the show?
No, not open the show,
but I just think it could even be earlier in the card than Miz and Bryan.
Yeah.
Your 20th hour main event as opposed to the 48th hour main event.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship.
I mean, I've said my predictions on this previously. I think Bliss is winning here. And you do the Ronda Rousey title win at Evolution.
But how do you protect Rousey in this?
Alicia Fox.
Natalia turning.
If she's there at the show, then yeah. Like if she makes her return back to from her very sad time home, whether she does return to work, then yeah, you could have the Natalia heel turn. Because then you can have the Natalia Rousey program at Hell in a Cell and then do Rousey Bliss at
Evolution.
Yeah,
it's a nice structure to
it. Well, that's the thing. Because the other teased match, I guess, for Evolution is the Four Horsewomen versus Four Horsewomen, and that could, you know, so that might change things here as well.
Yeah, and because Shayna Baszler would theoretically be defending the NXT Women's Championship unless Kairi Sane wins a takeover. Which I don't think is going to happen either.
Unless they do a Rousey champion of Raw versus Charlotte champion of SmackDown match at Evolution.
But they've already announced that the titles are being defended. I mean, card subject to change, I suppose. But yeah, they did announce that their titles being defended.
Well, they could
WWE do stick to their plans. Yeah. Well, so you're both thinking Bliss.
I'm thinking Bliss.
I think they want to hold off on the Rousey win for as long as possible, just like they did with Stone Cold. They kept saying in all those Wrestling Observer reports that they see Rousey as the new Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I think it needs to be. It's either going to be an Evolution or a WrestleMania moment.
It's not going to be SummerSlam. Yeah. It's not going to be now. And I think Evolution makes the most sense because it's the one where they're going to have a lot of PR. It's their all women's pay per view, and you have the big title win.
Yeah, this is the main event.
Yeah, the main event. Yeah,
you do the little shower of the confetti stuff.
All the other girls come down and like lift her up and all that stuff.
Even people she's been feuding with.
Yeah, Alicia Fox is there.
Yeah, that's all just break
everyone.
Yeah. So Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the Universal title, very likely the main event. Yeah, so cool. It's been a heel-heavy show of predictions for us, although we balanced it out near the end there. And who is more babyface than Roman Reigns to finally win the title?
Everyone.
I mean, is that what you're thinking? Are you thinking it's a Reigns win here?
I think it's a Reigns win. Whatever happens after that, we don't have to predict whether Reigns is still the champion by the time the show ends.
True.
Does the match even have to finish before someone can cash in?
Well, it would become a three-way.
Didn't it WrestleMania 31? Yeah. That was it. Seth turned it into a three-way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think because that's the potential here, is that we're going to have a rehash of someone cashing in on Roman as he's about to win the title from Brock again.
I think they would do it as, I think it was Survivor Series a couple of years ago, or TLC or something like that, when Sheamus cashed in on him just after he won the belt. I think they would do it that way as opposed to doing the WrestleMania 31 repeat. But either way, I would be surprised if Roman leaves this pay-per-view as champion. Mm. But I do think he's going to leave this match as champion. But at the same time, just as I say this, I can hear my wife in the back of my head go like, I mean, you know Brock's winning, yeah? And every time she said that, she's always been right.
Has she said that this time?
We haven't talked about it this
Ring
time.
Ring her now. Ring her now. Ring her now. We need to know.
Wife, is Brock going to win?
So Lesnar's definitely... Lesnar's definitely in UFC shape as opposed to wrestling shape, which is just weird when that's happened. So I think he's leaving this time.
You think and the other side, I've said this before as well, Roman losing again would just kill any more potential that he could have. He's labeled as a loser as much as he can be anyway, because he lost at WrestleMania and he lost at the greatest Royal Rumble, despite the way you spin that. And just losing again would be a proper nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Unless they're doing the whole break him all the way down and then build him all the way back up, send him off down the card for a bit and then slowly over time build him back up. But they're not going
to. It
needs to be a heel turn to freshen him up. And unfortunately, they've scuppered that, because that was one of the more intriguing elements going into this match. But Paul Heyman was like, funny spray.
Did you not read the comments on that review, though? It's a double cross.
Ah, that's even more contrived
than
the first plan that Paul Heyman came up with.
So I think what a lot of people are arguing is that Heyman has made a plan with Brock. That was all a ruse. But he's also made a plan with Roman to fool Lesnar.
What?
And that's the double cross. And a lot of people are suggesting that the letter that he gave him says on it, Brock's going to attack you, but he has to, in order for the ruse to play out.
But if that was the case, and they are in cahoots, they can just text each other before that happens, quite subtly.
No, everyone on WWE sends each other letters. This is right. This is what happens.
Yeah, all physical. Like, there's no e-signing.
Do you know how hard
contract?
It is to get signal in an arena? Like, impossible. They've got a whole messenger service.
You say that Extreme Rules did very well when they all just started watching the match on the network so they could count down with the clock.
Why is Kurt Angle on the phone all the time then?
He's not.
There's no one there.
He's listening to voicemails.
Stephanie.
He's always walking around looking for signals. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Let's all say Roman Reigns. I think that's quite...
I think it has to be Roman.
Winning this match.
I think it has to be Roman.
By heel turn, by being crowned the new champion, or whatever it is, because I do think Brock's leaving, and then someone might cash in on him.
Yeah, my main prediction I'm going with, kind of said a couple of months ago, was that Roman Reigns is going to win here, whether it be Braun, whether it be Owens, cash in on him, and then you build that match to where he can finally be coronated at WrestleMania and he can conquer. That's why I think I know we said Kevin Owens earlier, but Braun was the one that made sense because it's a Braun monster and it's another monster for him to beat.
Yeah.
And this whole Braun experiment was just to get Roman over.
Owens and Reigns have been advertised for matches coming up. Yeah, but card subject to change.
Of course.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.